Georgia Department of Transportation continues essential road work throughout southeast Georgia. As a result, work on construction and maintenance projects will continue Saturday, February 1 through Friday, February 7. All work subject to change due to weather or other factors. Motorists are cautioned to reduce their speed while traveling through work zones, pay attention and watch for workers. Traffic interruptions are listed below by interstates, categories, and counties. Interstate 95, I-95 SB and NB, at MP 88 to 92 Chatham County northbound and southbound left lane closure pouring concrete footer for signs nightly single lane closure December 5, 2024 to April 29, 2025 I-95 at Crooked River Camden County Bridge Maintenance, Rehabilitation Laurel Island Parkway, Exit 6, to Harrod Bluff Road, Exit 7. Nightly lane closures 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. through March 2025 I-95 SB and NB at MP 85 to 112 Bryan, Chatham County North and southbound left lane closures concrete work for sign improvements nightly Sunday to Saturday 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. November 10, 2024 to April 30, 2025 Interstate 16 I-16. Milepost 111 to 138. Bullock County Bullock, Candler Line to Bryan, Bullock County Line nightly lane closures from 7 p.m. till 6 a.m. repairing concrete pavement and striping bridge and road closures with detours Birdford Lake Road Tatnall County Bridge, road closed for storm damage repairs November 25, 24 to April 1, 25 detour via US 301, East, Henkart Road, John M. Bruton Road Post Road Jeff Davis County Bridge, road closed for bridge replacement December 2, 24 to June 22, 25 detour via Pine Level Church Road, State Route 19, Ira Graham Road, Brantley Road, Philadelphia Church Road, Taylor Road Rayonier Road at Spring Grove Road Wayne County Roundabout Construction Roundabout open and in final alignment daily shoulder closures and traffic pacing expected completion first quarter 2025 bridge construction, rehabilitation, and maintenance US 84, State Route 38 at Doctors Creek Long County from Maple Road Northeast to Austin Lane Southeast, MP.0 to 2.00. Westbound bridge replacement project on site detour WB median crossover detour signal lane traffic in both directions on eastbound bridge US 301, State Route 73 at Ogeechee River Bullock County lane closures for bridge rehabilitation, MP 23. 8. Daily single lane closures from 9 p.m. to 5 a.m., Thursday to Sunday beginning January 30, 25 to February 2, 25 US 301, State Route 73 at Ogeechee River Overflow Screven County Lane Closure for Bridge Rehabilitation, MP1. Daily single lane closures from 9 p.m. to 5 a.m., Thursday to Sunday beginning January 30, 25 to February 2, 25 US 301, State Route 73 at Lots Creek Bullock County Lane Closure for Bridge Rehabilitation, MP7. Daily single lane closures from 9 p.m. to 5 a.m., Thursday to Sunday beginning January 30, 25 to February 2, 25 US 301, State Route 73 at Briar Creek Overflow Screven County Lane Closure for Bridge Rehabilitation, MP 22.6. Daily single lane closures from 9 p.m. to 5 a.m., Thursday to Sunday beginning January 30, 25 to February 2, 25 US 25 at Canoochee River Evans County Lane Closure for Bridge Rehabilitation, MP 9.1. Daily single lane closures from 9 p.m. to 5 a.m., Thursday to Sunday beginning January 30, 25 to February 2, 25 US 84, State Route 38 at Satia River Pierce, Ware County's north side of bridge closed to traffic for replacement signal lane traffic in both directions on south side of the bridge State Route 38, US 84 at Little McMillan Creek Wayne County median crossover detour with lane closure July 28, 24, 2026 State Route 25, State Route 73. Evans County Bridge Maintenance, Rehab MP 9 to 10 beginning at Poultry Plant ending at Telly Aikens Road daily lane closures for Saturday and Sunday 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. January 25, 2025 to March 1, 2025 resurfacing State Route 38, US 84 and Old Sunbury Road Liberty County from Joseph Martin Road to Old Hines Road daily, nightly lane closures for installation of median Sunday to Friday 7 p.m. to 6 a.m. State Route 119, Taylor's Creek MP23 to MP24 Liberty County from State Route 119 at Taylor's Creek intermittent flagging operations for bridge construction pavement operations temporary traffic stoppages, flagging operations and lane closures State Route 169, Wayne, Appling counties from Sunset Boulevard to State Route 121 temporary traffic stoppages, flagging operations and lane closures August 31, 2025 other traffic interruptions State Route 292, Tatnall County SR 292 at Anderson Church Road, Burkhalter Road all-way stop intersection installation stop condition on State Route 292 starts Thursday, Feb. 6 SR 21, State Route 30 Chatham County I-95, State Route 405 to Berrien Road nightly lane closures for work on striping Monday to Friday 7 p.m. to 6 a.m. Duren Avenue Chatham County from Abercorn Street to White Bluff Road installation of new concrete medium daily WB and EB lane closures Monday to Sunday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. January 28, 2025 to April 30, 2025 SR 25, Burnside Boulevard. Chatham County US 80, Burnside Boulevard. And State Route 25, Brampton Road. Road widening, asphalt leveling and paving operations daily lane closures US 80, SR 26, Ogeechee Road Chatham County from Victory Drive to Tremont Road, MP 16.27 to MP 18.00. Utilities work needed from Liberty Parkway to Horizon Parkway road widening, paving operations bridge construction over CSX Railroad daily lane closures US 80, SR 26, Ogeechee Road Chatham County from Westgate Boulevard to Plymouth Avenue, MP 15.79 to MP 16.11. Replace existing traffic signals daily lane closures 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. February 3, 2025 to March 3, 2025 State Route 25 Glynn County Yacht Road to State Route 99 daily lane closures with flagging operation Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. and 6 p.m. to 7 a.m. expected completion Third Quarter 2025 U.S. 17, SR 25 at State Route 99 Glynn County Roundabout construction on U.S. 17, State Route 25 at State Route 99 Roundabout open and in final alignment daily shoulder closures and traffic pacing expected completion First Quarter 2025 as always. For information about travel conditions on Georgia's interstates and state routes, call 511 before getting on the road. Georgia 511 is a free phone service that provides real-time traffic and travel information statewide, including traffic conditions, incidents, lane closures, and delays. Callers can transfer to operators to request assistance or report incidents 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In Southeast Georgia, you can also request CHAMP roadside assistance by calling 511. More information is available at www.511ga.org.